Ladies and gentlemen, please help me make welcome
Pastor Daniel Olawale. Exclusive from praisedrops.com.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 What a beautiful thing to be in God's presence. The only thing we'll be doing when we'll finally get to heaven is that we're going to continue communion with the Lord. And if there is anything the Lord desires, is that we constantly commune with Him from here. And I make it bold to say, those who don't understand communion on earth cannot go to heaven. Because where will you go to? Why are you going where you don't even understand what we are doing, where you are coming to? Communion will be our lifestyle in heaven. We will keep worshiping the Lord. It's beyond singing. It's beyond praying. It's all about fellowship with the Father.
Yes, sir.
And for ages before now, the angels, the 24 elders, the four living beasts, every being in heaven has been fellowshipping with the Father. And they are waiting for us to come and join them. That will continue what they have been doing. And while I began to trust the Lord for this meeting, communion this month, the Lord gave me a scripture, 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. And that's a word for somebody. The scripture says, some is a scripture that we read or recite after every service. Very common scripture. But many of us don't even understand what we are saying. You know, it's possible to be in the house of the Lord and not even know the Lord of the house. Since the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with us all. You see, sometimes we say the sweet communion. You can't find the word sweet in the Bible, because if it is communion with the Holy Spirit, it's only sweet. It can never be bitter. Even though you are crying in a communion, it's sweet. It's sweet. So you can't say it's sweet honey. Honey is always sweet. When it comes to the Holy Ghost, it's a sweet communion. So but there's something about that scripture says the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we pray for grace. Lord, can I carry grace? I want grace. See, so the principle is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the communion. So for you to access the grace in Jesus, love the Lord and commune with the Holy Ghost. So when you love the Lord, the way to express that you love the Father is that you do communion with the Holy Ghost. So you commune with the person of the Holy Ghost is a sign that you love the Father. Then the grace in Jesus rubs on you. So it's not just all saying, I'm going to fast for grace. Can I carry more grace? Hello, just sit down with fellowship. The proof that you love somebody is to spend time. You can't claim you love me by throwing gifts to me. God is not somebody you throw your gift at. Silver and gold are His. So what do you want to give to you that doesn't have? Everything you are giving, He gave to you. So you can't impress Him by what He gave to you. But the only thing that can move God is when you spend time and say, Lord, I'm here for you. It's just me and you. I'm forgetting everything I've done. I'm forgetting everything happening around me. It's just me and you. So when you stay in that place and it's just you and God, God say, yes, I can take you serious. That's what the Bible says, John chapter 4, verse 24, God is a spirit and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Why spirit and in truth? Because that's where you can do true worship. That is where you are lost. You are forget. When you worship in spirit, it's no more you. You are out of your environment, out of your body, out of the things happening around you, then you are into God. So you do it the God kind way. You do it the God way. You do it the way God wants it. So what is God saying? Why are we having communion with OCB every time here? The purpose is that we need to have a consciousness that this is what we are going to do, where we are going to. So we practice it from here. We practice it from here. We practice it from here. It is only those who are in the kingdom we go to the kingdom. So the kingdom of God is not just where we go to. The kingdom is who we are. And who we are now is the passport to where we are going to. Some people will get to the kingdom of heaven, they will be chased out. Because there are two kingdoms. The kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God is within us. The kingdom of heaven is where we are going to. So when you have the kingdom of God within you, the element of the kingdom of God is communion. No wonder the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Now where I'm going is, said, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Those are the element that makes for a kingdom. So when we begin to commune with the Lord, the glory comes and we manifest the power. The power you are looking for is available. Just commune with the Holy Ghost. So prove to me that you love the Lord. Stay. Prove to me that you love the Lord. Stay. If you cannot stay, you will go stale. So you can't assess the benefits of the kingdom. And that's why I want to challenge you, wherever you are watching this from, wherever I listen from, can you just start communing from within you? Just raise the incense of worship. Just you and him. Let it rise. This is your life. This is you. Just you and God. Let it rise. Sebakayama Helebros Toboya Ikabayanos Redebelos Io Samarepo Iegede Brondo Barapa Aya. Amen. As I begin to put this to a close, so I can leave you, so that it's just you and God. I don't want to be a stumbling block between you and God. But hear me. Why are you trying to look for God? Why are you trying to search for God? Is it missing? But there is something you can do. It will surely come. If you commune, it shows up. Because that is the language. That is the language of the Lord. Communion. He needed communion so much, he had to use his body to explain it to us. He gave us something we call the Holy Communion. So he gave us his body and his blood. So we take his body, we take his blood. So what we do in service every maybe month or weekly, or I don't know how often you do communion service in your church, but God is saying, be the communion before you take communion. Be the communion before. Can we? I agree, yeah. There is communion. Can you be the communion? Just you and I. You and I. Then there is a transference. My body to body, my blood to blood. Now I'm going to give you this opportunity. Just you and God. Can you raise incense of worship? Do you love the Father? Do you want the grace in Jesus? Come in. Drink it. How do you drink? You drink with your mouth. How do you eat? You eat with your mouth. So when you worship the Lord, you are drinking, you are eating, you are drinking, you are eating. Oh, Rabashandelebo. How many lovers are here today?
Thank you for your presence here today. Thank you for this beautiful morning. We are exalted in Jesus' name. We love you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You will agree with me that there is no other place that can be like the presence of the Lord. If there is anything I picked from that, it is the statement that says, if you do not stay, you will go still. That means you must always reside in God's presence, because that's where you can find abundance. And I decree concerning somebody here this morning listening to us, that this month is your month of abundance. Lines are falling unto you in pleasant places this month. Where others are crying of lack, you are swimming in abundance in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you. Please, can you help me celebrate the grace of God in life?
Exclusive from PraiseDrops.com.
God bless you, real God. All right.